Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I need to try some things out on you guys.
Okay.
Probably easier for me to do this. It makes more sense to do it to Aaron.
No, it doesn't.
You don't even know what it is.
It doesn't.
Why are you so closed? I want to try out some pickup lines. I want, because like,
okay,
I just need to get better. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I want to be more smooth.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. You knowing know? What to say is.
Yeah.
Probably most of the battle, and that's why, yeah, I'm out of the... It seems terrifying. Like, I wouldn't know. What do you say? What do you do?
I mean, I'm looking at you right now, and I'm like, you don't have a pen, you don't have paper, but yeah, you still draw my attention.
The delivery was pretty good on that one.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you like how at the end of it, yeah.
You definitely sounded drunk after.
Did you like that?
Yeah. Where'd my underwear go?
Would you like to see if you can escape my room?
Okay. All right. No, they're back.
And we're done.
I'm really just kind of looking for an excuse to delete my dating apps. Think you might be it. Nope.
No.
No, that's not. I would think that's good.
No, because that one's overused now.
Well, that's like that's their thing.
And it's like in all of the bios for people where it's like, I really want to get off of this app. And it's like, no, you don't.
This all started because somebody claims they've invented the best pickup line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sociologists and psychologists, they got together, tried out a bunch of stuff, I guess.
They tried them out, or was this run through AI? Did they physically go somewhere and try them out?
I don't know. I don't know that.
Doesn't say.
Yes, yeah, I wasn't.
Because to me, it's like, couldn't AI just like advance the process?
Maybe.
What could... I have a weird question that could get me in trouble, but I'm just like, has anyone here ever hit on the bartender?
No.
Because it's impossible to hit.
Bartender.
The T-Pain song.
Yeah. Okay. I'm at the bar with her.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because it's impossible, right? Because they get
Wait, what's the line where it's like, drink, drank, drunk, or whatever?
We bought drinks to drink. We drunk them. Got drunk.
Okay. So good.
Sorry, you were saying? I think you could hit on a bartender.
No, I don't think you can because they get hit on all the time. Like, what are you going to say to a bartender and go like, I'm so different than every other schmoozer? And then
they're probably thinking like they're only flirting with me because they're trying to get a free shot.
No, because that's the other thing that I do that I think is stupid. Then I wallet flog it.
Oh, yeah. That's even worse.
Is it? No, I want you to know that I'm generous with my money and my time.
Yeah, but doesn't that make it? Yeah, I don't know. Seems like you're.
No?
It's like, it just feels like there's a quid pro quo going on there about like, I'm giving you a lot of money.
No, but that's at the very end. Like, I'm tipping at the very end.
Oh, so you're just setting the vibe the whole time.
Yeah, and then it's just like, here you go. And then just like, I don't write my number down. Yeah, never mind. There's just this one really cute bartender, but it doesn't matter.
It does.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
No, we're not going to explore that right now. What we're going to do, what I think we do is we're going to get the perfect pickup line. Mm-hmm. Tiak has used his scientists or whatever. He doesn't even know. Neither one of you
we
know.
We haven't even said what the.
I know, okay, and we're not going to. This is called a tease.
All right.
We're going to eventually tell you, but we want your perfect pickup lines. And we do this every once in a while, but right now, they don't have to be catered so I can use them, but it would help. They don't have to be catered so I can use them specifically for a bartender, but like that would be...
It'd be helpful, yeah.
So okay. If you have the perfect pickup line...
Mm-hmm. If it's worked on you...
But you know what? We will also take the pickup lines that were just massive swing and a miss.
Yeah.
Because anytime you're building a thing, you need to know what works and what doesn't work. Like, here's a weird spline tool. You don't need that. What we need is a flathead screwdriver and a Phillips head screwdriver. So give us both. Weird mm-hmm. spline tools and flat. What is the best and worst pickup line ever?
Definitely don't talk about tools. If someone hit on me and was like, you want to use a Phillips head and not, like, no.
I bet you the right guy could talk about his screwdriver.
Yeah,
and
probably.
It'd be a panty dropper. All right, 303-222-5423 or text in 51059.
So Japanese sociologists and psychiatrists have come together. The best pickup line ever is this. Are you ready for it? This time next year, let's be laughing together.
I don't...
Was it my delivery? I mess it up somehow?
Yeah, you're terrible. Okay. But it's like, that's your...
There's a couple reasons.
That's not your open. You can't open with that. That's not an opener.
Yeah, not an opener.
You can be talking for a little bit.
After you laugh a little bit, and then it's like, God. This time next year, let's laugh together.
Let's be laughing together. There's a couple elements. They say that if you say this time next year, it sends a signal that he wants more than a one-night stand.
They're all lying.
Okay. But also they say together.
Can we take your filter out of this?
No.
Okay.
When you say together, it gives the impression of romance. And when you say laughing, it's like, oh, it's easy to deliver. Like, oh, we're just laughing, you know? No pressure.
But let's do this for a solid year. Or let's make a connection 1 year from now.
Yeah. I've heard people use it to pick a line. Oh, here we are. This is so us. And it's like, we just met. I've seen guys use that before.
I do kind of like that one.
Because it's like, it's almost intentionally awkward. Like,
yeah,
you know, I like that. Lean into the awkwardness. That's what I would do.
Because I've actually witnessed it in a bar where a guy, like something happens and like you bump into each other and it's like, oh God. And it's like, oh, our first fight. And you're like...
Oh my gosh.
And it's like, don't know. It's too...
She's smiling big.
I like that.
You do?
Yeah. I do.
This is so us. Slacker. Look at us.
Are you Lightning?
Mm.
Cause you're McQueen.
Ka-chow.
That's good. Are you alone? Because you've got my interest.
Oh, I get it. Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
It shows I'm financially...
Are you Wi-Fi? Because I feel a connection. See, I think when you go nerd bag, you're not going to get anywhere.
I think it's harder, for sure.
Oh, you saw that.
No. No.
I don't use a line, necessarily. All right. We need pickup lines. 303-222-5423.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are, we're doing pickup lines, and I am crushing it. Well, I mean, when TAG did his, like...
He did one off air that was wild.
Can we talk about that?
Yeah. Please do.
It's so hard to explain. We might have to shoot a video of it. But okay. You basically go up to a girl. I mean, I'm just going to say that. You go up and you go like, what's that over there?
And
right
you,
there.
Like, point right next to their face, like past their face.
But that feels like the thing you're going to do before you either like go boop and like, like or you're like, you're going to drop a roofie into their drink. It feels very like, here's a distraction.
Right, yeah. I've just seen, this is not mine. I've seen it on the internet.
You just did it to Erin and it was really strange, but like, as she turns away, you grab her face and turn it back to you.
Yeah, that's what I've seen.
And then what do you say?
I don't know. I think you just like look into her eyes. I think
But you told me to look over there. What am I supposed to be looking
at? I'm lying already. I don't know. I've seen that online. Like,
but you just touched her face.
But there is something about like a good face grab, but if it's
a face grab from somebody you know.
Exactly. And if it's just so out of the left field or whatever.
Just like some of the other lines, it can't be the beginning. You gotta be talking for a second. You gotta be like kind of like you feel a little vibe, you're like, what's that over there? And then pull her back.
Yeah.
Then you've got it. Cause then the first thing can't be touching her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Yes. It seems weird.
Damn it.
And Erin said I had cold hands.
So. Yeah, you did. You did not do any of the prep work. Robert?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. What's your pickup line?
Well, this one's for the girl that keeps telling you, I have a boyfriend. I have a boyfriend. You
this.
Tell her, what's do a test and your boyfriend have in common?
What?
They can both be cheated on.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, I want to hang out with you. I want you to be my wingman forever. You had another one, Tiak. If she says she's got a boyfriend, what did you say?
Oh, yeah, if she said, oh, I'm sorry, I have a boyfriend. You go, oh, when's the wedding? And she goes, what? There is no wedding. Oh, I guess it's not serious.
Oof.
I've seen that.
And then you know what takes that to the next level? His little laugh, like, Sarah?
Yay.
Pick up lines, what do you got?
So I don't know if it's good or bad, really, but it got me. I had just moved to Colorado from St. Louis, and I moved to Greeley, working at a little hole in the wall bar. Yeah, it was a much of a culture shock for me, for sure. But small town, so this guy comes in and I'm talking about, I just moved here. And he's like, oh, is your last name Campbell? And I said, no, it's such. And he's like, oh, because you are good. Like, I totally fell for it.
You fell for it.
I thought he was serious.
Are you still with him?
It was a small town. No, I'm not with it. No, I didn't fall for him like that.
No.
You slept with him.
Did you sleep with him? Small town. No, I did not.
This is my research. I need to know how far good got him.
How many soup puns do I need to be prepared with?
Thank you, Sarah. Devin?
Yes.
Pickup lines, what do you got?
I got, not mine because I'm married. I just heard it the other day.
Yeah, that's what they all say.
I said, girl, do you own a bakery?
No.
Well, what do you do with all that cake then?
What do you do with what?
All that cake.
I don't understand.
What?
Oh, God. You don't know what cake is? It's you got a fatty.
Huh?
You got a fatty. You got a big butt. It's a good you got a juicy butt.
Yeah.
I was supposed to know that cake is butt?
Yeah, you should have. If you're out here, you should
have. You should have not.
Out here.
Yeah. Out dating?
Oh, but you're out here. It should be out there.
No, he's over there.
Okay.
We're out.
Jeff.
Sir.
Yeah. Hey, Jeff, what's cake?
Hey. I'm sorry?
Yeah, exactly. All right, what's your pickup line? What's your pickup line, man?
So, I don't know. This is probably, like I said earlier, it's probably like a screwdriver, flathead, and a Phillips.
Okay.
I was trying to date a bartender.
Oh, boy.
And I literally went up to her after I got the courage to do so, and I just said, can I buy you a drink? And she loved it.
That's kind of witty. I like that.
Because
she works there. She's the bartender.
Yeah. So could you also be like, come here often? Oh, would that work too?
No, not
can I ask her about cake?
Yeah, sure.
I think Jeff.
The bartender in question has a lot of cake. Not a lot of cake, just perfect cake.
Mm.
Like a mini bundt cake.
Amelia? You're taking this too far.
Nothing bundt cakes. Amelia?
Yes.
Yes. What's your pickup line?
Yai.
What's
your dad must have been a thief. Oh. Why would you say that?
He
stole the stars and he put them in your eyes.
It's when they have this many moving parts and they have to say a certain thing.
Yeah.
It's like, your dad must have been a thief. It's like, yeah, he was. He did like 20 years in Attica. It's like, oh, okay, well, my line is blown and I should probably, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
If there's a back and forth that has to happen, it just, I don't like it.
Okay, yeah.
Irina?
Yai.
Pickup line.
This is for the boy, because if a girl says it to a boy, he will run away. Okay. But my pickup line is, I know I can't have your beautiful eyes, but our kids can.
Showing interest in the future? Showing long term?
You basically just said impregnating me?
Well,
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.